And our college students loved him and ate up every minute of the teaching. It was such a blessing to have him and Brother Austin there. And it was such a blessing to us personally also. And I wanted to give you a brief update on the ministry of the team, and then I'll let you see the video that focuses a little bit more on our family's ministry. And then I'm supposed to come back up and preach, right? Okay. And let's see. Let me give you an update on the team here. Well, I forgot my wife. I do that too often. I get going and can't forget her. This is my wife, Maria Sarver, and couldn't do what I'm doing there in Ghana without her. She's such a blessing and a help. Enjoy serving God with her. We just celebrated 14 years of marriage this past Wednesday, and 14 happy years of marriage, okay? And our children, our four children, are with their grandparents, and they, and the Osgoods, y'all probably know the Osgood family, many of you do, and the grandparents just wouldn't let them bring us this far north, and so they're having a good time with Grandma and Grandpa today. But this church has supported Team Ghana from the start, 2006, and you've invested heavily in that ministry, and God has brought many good results for your investment. Just this, the first quarter of this year, January through March, God allowed us to see over 7,000 people saved, over 440 baptized, and that's with our church in Kumasi, and then all the 30-plus churches that God has allowed our ministry to start. Our church in Kumasi averages about 500, and we have 9 adult classes that we have it for Sunday school. And we started a Christian school several years ago, and that Christian school now averages, we have over 80 in attendance there. And our children, John and Joy, go to that school and learn to read there. Just a great school there, academic excellence, and really having a big impact on the next generation. And then we have a Bible college. That's one of my main responsibilities, overseeing the Bible college. And God has blessed us with students, of course, from Ghana that are reached by our ministry, and then from other places in Ghana that have heard about our Bible college and they want the training and they come. And God, we also have students from Liberia and Nigeria. And just earlier this year, God gave us a new student from Equatorial Guinea. And I didn't know this before we got this student, but Equatorial Guinea, the official language is Spanish. There is a Spanish-speaking country in Africa. So maybe if you speak Spanish, maybe God will touch your heart to go to Equatorial Guinea. And then God also gave us a new student from Zambia. And so God, through our college, is allowing us to have a great influence. And we've sent out church plants. We have some in Liberia. And it's just exciting to be a part of the work there. Of course, I'm on the team. I'm one of the assistant pastors there. And my pastor is Dr. Ted Spear. And then also, he's a missionary also. And then there are other missionary families, the Osgood family. Charles Osgood is my wife's brother. We live next door to them and get to serve with them there in Ghana also. And then the Christensens just got to the field earlier this year, and they are working with the children's department and also the Christian school, and also the Hall family. God brought them to our team to help work with the deaf there in Ghana. So at this time, we'll show the video, and then I'll come back up and speak.
In John chapter 17, Jesus said, "As thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world." So here we are, bearing the light of the gospel in Kumasi, Ghana, West Africa. I'm Mike Sarver, and this is my family. For 8 years, we have served with the team of missionaries sent out by the First Baptist Church of Hammond and Fundamental Baptist Missions International. Our pastor and team leader is Dr. Ted Spear. On a typical Thursday morning in Ghana, I will meet with my staff. My wife will go out soul winning. My children, John and Joy, will attend our church's Fundamental Baptist Academy. And our children, Faith and Ben, will be in our church's daycare for the morning. Now, the ministry is people. And I'd like to briefly introduce you to a few of the people we get to minister to and serve with here in Ghana. Last August, Peter saw an advertisement for our Bible college and came to my office to ask about it. God has blessed this institute with 73 graduates, 24 of whom are now pastoring. That day last August, I was able to lead Peter to Christ. And at the same time, I told Peter about our pastors and workers conference. Every August, hundreds of Christian workers from across Ghana and West Africa attend and are helped by this conference. Peter himself attended this conference. Soon thereafter, Peter was baptized, joined our church, and started attending my Sunday school class. My staff member and Bible college student, Autry, went with me to visit Peter at his home. Autry was able to win Peter's wife, Alice, to Christ. Alice has also joined our church, and Maria has been discipling her. Both Peter and Alice have a desire to reach others with the gospel. Peter has enrolled in our Bible college and has gone soul winning with me several times. Peter and I have a few things in common. We both have 4 children, and our youngest sons are both 2 years old and named Benjamin. Now I'd like to let Maria tell you about one of her Ghanaian friends.
Mavis was won to Christ by one of our fellow missionaries back in 2007. She enrolled in our Bible college in 2008. She needed a job to help support herself through Bible college, and we had just arrived on the field, so it worked out perfectly for us to hire Mavis to help me with the cooking and cleaning part-time. Through this relationship, I have been able to disciple Mavis, and through this, we have become great friends. Mavis graduated from our Bible college in 2012, and she now serves on our church staff and teaches a class of teenage girls.
In 2010, Rexford won a young man to Christ named Osei. At the time, Brother Rexford was attending our Bible college. Now, Brother Rexford has graduated from our Bible college and pastors one of our church's 38 church plants. Pastor Rexford's converts started coming to church and even attended our Bible college for a few months. But then he stopped church altogether. However, Osei testifies that the Holy Spirit reminded him of Christ's goodness towards him. And now, Osei is back in church. And now that he's back in church faithfully, he noticed Mavis. They started dating, were engaged, and they were married in January of this year. Now Osei is back in Bible college, and he is one of the leaders of my Sunday school class. On a recent Saturday, Osei took me to the home of one of his friends. That friend trusted Christ, and she came to church the next day with her brother. Her and her brother were two of our class's 18 first-time visitors on that Sunday. And I thank the Lord for blessing us on that day with a total attendance of 118. We'd like to praise the Lord for what He is doing in the lives of these friends, in our church, in our Bible college, and in our Sunday school class. Please pray for our family as we continue to share the light of the glorious gospel here in Ghana, West Africa.
Okay, that last clip was our Bible college students singing Send the Light, and Pastor Claire could testify they really do get that excited with their singing, and they love the Lord and have a lot of zeal. And let's see, if you will, turn your Bibles to Isaiah chapter 43, and we just want to look at one verse for now, but we're going to use our Bibles a lot tonight. I'm going to keep you busy flipping through those pages or swiping the screen to go to different chapters on your smartphone. So Isaiah chapter 43. And we're going to look at verse 21. The Bible says, "This people have I formed for myself. They shall show forth my praise." And let's pray. Father, I ask for your help tonight. And Father, I pray that you would help what I say be a help to this people. And I believe you want me to preach this for me, to help me and to convict me and to change me. And I pray that it also help someone else here tonight. In your name I pray. Amen. According to Isaiah 43, 21, God created us to show forth his praise. Then one reason he saved us was that we would also show forth his praise. He created us to show forth his praise, and he saved us to show forth his praise. Peter says, "But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light." But you know what? We don't do that very much. We don't talk about the goodness of the Lord as much as we should. And I know I don't. Our mouths are not filled with God's praises like the Bible talks about here. Our mouths are often filled with other things. We talk about sports. We talk about the weather. Now, I know you talked about the weather last week during Vacation Bible School on Wednesday and the storms and everything. We talk about politics. Do y'all talk about politics here in Minnesota? Sometimes. Do you know who Donald Trump is? You ever watch CNN News? Y'all talk about politics around here? And in Ghana, one thing we talk about is the power company. The power company is Electric Company of Ghana. The initials are ECG, so we refer to them as ECG. But we joke around that ECG does not mean Electric Company of Ghana. It means either candle or generator. You have to have one of the two because the power is not very dependable. And it's sort of funny. I was staying at a church parsonage in Indiana a couple weeks ago. And that one night we stayed in the church parsonage, no hot water. And then the next night we drove up to another place in Indiana. Something's wrong with Indiana. But we drove up to another place and stayed with in a home in Maryville. And there was a storm and the power went out. I feel like Ghana's just following us around. And God was making us feel very much at home with the no hot water and no power. But praise the Lord, the power situation has been a lot better in Ghana this past year. And anyway, but we talk about our hard times. We talk about our health. We talk about our jobs. We even talk about the ministry. And we tell about our converts and baptisms and sermons, but we forget to brag on God for who he is and what he has done. And we're pretty shy sometimes. We don't want people to think we're too spiritual. I know I feel that way sometimes. I know when, like in a church, you have a testimony time, and I know God's been so good to me, and I have a lot to say, but I just feel a little shy. I don't want to seem like I'm bragging. I don't want to seem like I'm being too spiritual. But really, we need to brag on the Lord. We need to talk about his goodness, and I hope you'll see that tonight. But let's decide to change that. Let's talk about Jesus. Do y'all know that song? Can you sing with me? Amen. Let's talk about Jesus, the King of Kings is he, the Lord of Lords supreme through all eternity. The great I am, the way, the truth, the life, the door. Let's talk about Jesus more and more. Amen. And we need to do that. And don't worry, your job is secure, okay? Amen. But I want you to see a few verses in the Bible here. If you will, look with me at 1 Chronicles chapter 16. 1 Chronicles chapter 16. 1 Chronicles chapter 16 and verse 23. And if you're there, say amen. All right. 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 23, it says, "Sing unto the Lord all the earth, show forth from day to day his salvation." Amen. And wow, your ensemble did a great job of that tonight. And the choir did a wonderful job of that tonight. And you folks did a great job of that tonight. But you can also do that out there after you leave the church. You can have a song on your heart through the day and be singing and whistling on your job as you work and showing forth the praises of the King. Let's look at Psalm 106. Psalm 106. All right, Psalm 106. The Bible says, "Who can utter the mighty acts of the Lord? Who can show forth all His praise?" Well, none of us can show forth all of His praise, but we can do a lot better job. We can talk about some of His praise. Amen? But the thing here is, first of all, we saw that we need to show forth His praise by singing. And then here, the word utter, it just means to talk about. We just need to talk about the goodness of the Lord, talking about what He has done. I thought I would just talk about the goodness of the Lord in our life. And in 2014, we weren't scheduled to come back from the field until 2015, but our daughter, at the end of July, had a seizure. And we consulted with the doctor at FBMI, and he said, "Well, sometimes a child may have one seizure. Let's just wait and see what happens." Well, a couple weeks later, she had another seizure. And the doc, Dr. Seamer there at Hammond, told us, "Well, you need to come back to the States and get the help you need." So by faith, we came back, and just the airfare itself was $6,000 more than we had saved up for travel funds. And we didn't know what the doctor bills would be, and so we were coming by faith, not knowing what would happen. And so just to make a wonderful long story very short, first of all, the doctor's bills were all cared for. The Samaritan Ministries that we're covered by took care of everything. So praise the Lord for that. And then also I'd like to praise the Lord that our daughter's seizures are under control. She's got a basic medication for that, and she hasn't had any more seizures. And she'll probably grow out of this condition, and praise the Lord for that. But we still got the $6,000 that I'm in the hole because of the travel funds. But it was just so amazing how God worked. God provided every penny of that just through unexpected sources. My sister's secular place of employment gave me about $1,000. They just collected. She works at a doctor's office. They collected money for me there. And very unexpected, gave about $1,000. And then there was a Church of the Brethren church that somehow heard about the situation. And their teenagers took it on as a project. And they had a car wash and a spaghetti dinner, raised money for our family. We didn't send out a flyer. We didn't do a GoFundMe. I'm not against any of that. We just didn't do it. We were praying and asking God to come through for us. And so this Church of the Brethren helped out. And then a United Methodist church took up, I think it was $1,000 they brought us. And then this one other way that God provided, we were getting ready to go to church on a Sunday night. And while we're back in the States for our daughter's health condition, we're getting ready to head to church. And we're just staying with my family and didn't have a lot of extra meetings because I didn't have time to schedule anything. And we wanted to stay close to my parents' house where Joy's doctor was. But anyway, we're getting ready to leave for church, and it was a knock on our front door. And my parents had already left, and so my family was there. And so I went and opened the front door. Now, usually nobody knocks on our front door there. But I opened the front door, and there's a lady. And I won't say that she was an old lady, but she was older than me. And she said, "You don't know me, do you?" And she looked a little bit familiar, but I had to admit I didn't know her. And she said, "I was one of the lunch ladies, the cafeteria workers at the public elementary school you went to." And she said, "I'm just so happy that one of the students that came through my lunch line is now serving God." And that's wonderful to get to meet your lunch lady. And but then she handed me a check for $500. Just so out of the blue. This is not love offerings from churches. This is just unexpected funds. And the debt was right at $6,000. And then I'm getting all these unexpected gifts. Came up to $6,000. And I'm thinking, man, this is good. You know, God, keep on sending this money in. But it stopped right there when the need was met. I mean, almost to the dollar. It's just amazing. And God was just showing us that He'll take care of it. I just wanted to brag on Jesus a little while. And I've got story after story after story that I could tell you of how God's taking care of our needs. It's just a thrilling life to serve God full time and to be a missionary. It's just a wonderful thing. So if God touches your heart and convicts you about maybe serving God with your life, don't hesitate. Just by faith, jump in, both feet, head first. It's a wonderful life. Amen. Bragging on Jesus tonight. Let's show forth His glory with our mouths, with our singing. And then look over to, let's see, Psalm chapter 9. Psalm chapter 9. God is good all the time. Look at Psalm chapter 9, verse 14. It says, that I may show forth all thy praise in the gates of the daughter of Zion, I will rejoice in thy salvation. And so the second part of the verse helps us understand the first part of the verse. And that's the way it often is with the Psalms and the Proverbs and the other parts of the Hebrew poetry. If you look at the verse and you look at the first part and the second part, they're sort of repetitive. And each part helps you understand the other part a little better. And here we see that showing forth all of His praise can be done by rejoicing in His salvation. You know, so when you take some of the gospel tracts from the information center and you go out and pass those out, you are showing forth God's praises. And you need to do that. Have some tracts in your pocket and go out, pass out tracts. Another way to do that, soul winning. Amen. Bus calling. You know, when you're out soul winning, visiting for the church, that is pure showing forth. That is with your heart and mind and soul and body, showing forth the praises of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And you know what happens? When you let your light so shine before men, they will glorify your Father which is in heaven. Amen. Look at Psalm chapter 51. No, let's skip that one. Let's look at Psalm 71. 71 verse 15. Psalm 71 verse 15. You know, this showing forth, it's like a light bulb, okay? It's not just a little bit this direction, it's in all directions. It's like putting a big cross on the top of your steeple. That's showing forth. Amen. Like it's patriotic, July 4th, and I love your red, white, and blue. Tonight you are showing forth your patriotism. And when you have a big old flag showing in your front yard, you are showing forth your patriotism, and that's wonderful, but also show forth the praises of the Lord. We're in Psalm 71. It says, my mouth shall show forth thy righteousness and thy salvation all the day, for I know not the numbers thereof. You know what? There is enough good things that God has done, enough wonderful things that God has done in your life, saving you and giving you a great family and a great church and the Word of God and prayer and the Holy Spirit, that there's enough to talk about all week on Sunday and Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday and Friday and Saturday. You know, don't limit your showing forth the church services on Sunday. Show forth all the week from day to day. Turn over to Psalm 79. Psalm 79. Psalm 79, verse 13 says, so we, thy people, and the sheep of thy pasture, will give thanks forever. For we will show forth thy praise to all generations. Again, the first part of the verse is helping us understand the second part of the verse and vice versa. You know, in order to show forth His praise to all generations, we need to give thanks. Amen. You know, thanksgiving to God needs to be on your lips continually. You know, don't complain. Don't be negative. Be positive and praise the Lord and thank Him for His goodness in your life. You're having a bad day and things are not going your way and you're feeling a little depressed maybe and you're getting overwhelmed by the rough part of life. You know, take time to thank God for what He's done for you. Let thanksgiving be on your lips. Amen. You know, the Bible says He daily loadeth us with benefits. Today, folks, you have been loaded with benefits. Now, you may not have thought of all of them, but God pulled up the dump truck of blessing to your house this morning, and He unloaded it, and you today have been loaded with blessings. Start thinking about them. Start thanking God for them. Every good and perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights. Everything good in your life. You had lunch today, it tasted good. That was from the Father. Amen? And you need to give thanks. That needs to be constantly on your mind and your thoughts and your mouth. And this verse also says, we will show forth praise to all generations. Mom and Dad, your children need to hear you bragging on God. Amen? It's our responsibility to teach the Scriptures. And one thing we need to teach our children are all the wonderful things that God did in the Bible. Amen. All God wants your children to hear about the parting of the Red Sea. He wants your grandchildren to hear about the feeding of the 5,000. And that's one way that you can show forth His praise. I mean, that's why He created you. That's why He saved you. He wants you to show forth. And one way you can do that is in your home. Bragging on God to your children. Teaching them the Bible. Tell them how God has come through for you in the past. And make that a wonderful part of your daily walk there in your home. You know, do you know the song, God's Not Dead? God's not dead, He is alive. Y'all know that song? Okay, it doesn't matter if you do or not. But our daughter Faith was trying to say that. Our three-year-old daughter Faith was in the back seat. And I guess our family had been singing that a day or two ago. And a couple days ago, it was on her mind, and she was trying to sing by herself, and she was saying, Him not dead, Him is alive, Him not dead. Now, that's terrible grammar, but it's wonderful showing forth, okay? So don't let my three-year-old daughter out show forth you, okay? Get busy showing forth, using your mouth and thanking God and communicating to your children the praises of the Lord. Look at Psalm 92, verse 2. Psalm 92, verse 2. Psalm 92 and verse 2. It says, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night. Now, what you need to see here is, think about what David is showing forth. What is he talking about the Lord here? In this case, he's not talking about what God has done. He's talking about who God is. Now, about a year ago, I think it was just before Pastor Clear came to visit us, but man, I had a little bit of a personal revival in my life. For a long time, I've been a student of the Bible, and I get up early in the morning. You can ask my wife, she's my witness. I get up early in the morning and study my Bible. And what I was doing was I'd keep studying my Bible and studying my Bible and studying my Bible, and then I'd run out of time to pray. I'd leave myself 15, 20 minutes to pray, just not enough time to pray for what it needed to be prayed for. So early, beginning of last year, I sort of switched it around. So instead of studying my Bible first, I decided to take time to pray first. And when you go to prayer, you need to brag on God a little bit. You need, you know, and be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. You know, we need to enter into His courts with praise. And so one thing I did, I just started taking time, first thing, to praise God for who He is, listing His characteristics and looking up Bible verses about those characteristics and taking time, just me and God. You know, you can do this showing forth just between you and Him. Amen. That's important too. Just taking time to thank Him for who He is and bragging on His character. And you need to brag on His character to people outside of the church also, but bragging on God's character. Now, another thing, look at verse 3. Verse 3. And let me turn there for a second. Psalm 92, verse 3. Showing forth the praises of the King of Kings. Look at this. It says, still talking about show forth from verse 2. It says, upon an instrument of 10 strings, and upon the psaltery, upon the harp, with a solemn sound. So good job, pianist. You're doing that. And orchestra, great job. That's a part of showing forth the praises of the Lord. That's one dream that we have for our ministry in Ghana, for our Christian school. We're already teaching them the piano, and we got some keyboards, and we're teaching them the recorder. And our goal is to have every child, if they want to, And we'll encourage them to learn to play an instrument like the folks in the orchestra. There in Ghana, it's going to be so wonderful raising up a generation of kids with another way to show forth the praises of the Lord. Amen. Now, how do you do this? Just real quickly, and I'm almost done. The Bible says in Acts, it says, "For we cannot but speak the things we have seen and heard." So to do this, folks, you just got to start paying attention. You just got to open your eyes and be seeing the goodness of the Lord. Your salvation, thinking about that, and how God has provided for you. And also, just open your eyes. My wife and I are just enjoying so much as we drive through different parts of the country, just the beauty and the green. And you don't see a lot of that in Ghana. You see a lot of dirt and buildings and where we are. But just praising the Lord for His creation. And then you got to get in the Word of God. Folks, you got to have a daily walk with God where you open your eyes to the Scriptures and see the goodness of the Lord. Amen. I'm talking to you tonight of showing forth. Start recognizing and meditating upon God's goodness, and soon you'll find yourself humbly and sincerely talking about Him. Let me ask you to bow your heads and close your eyes. And at this time, I'll ask Pastor Clear to come.
Their heads bowed and their eyes closed. We're going to have an invitation here in just a moment. How has God spoken to your heart tonight in this matter of giving Him praise, showing forth praise? God wants every one of us to do that. And if you don't do it, then the praise is incomplete. Church family, Christian, tonight, how are you doing in showing forth praise? I'd encourage you to consider that as we have our invitation. Let's all stand. The instruments are going to play. You step out and come tonight, showing forth praise. Well, we have a lot to praise the Lord for. Just today, just this week, all of the blessings. Have you taken time to thank Him? Have you taken time to just simply praise Him?